cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to Winning Central. We are in our last show for 2016. And Tombi, how are you feeling?
Oh my God.
It's you.
I didn't think I'd get you. So.
I know. And I mean, we've been talking about it in the previous shows, like we're counting down the wedding.
Yes.
We really don't want to make it public. We're like, one down, yeah. Five to go. But it's official.
Yeah.
We're over.
I'm literally in flip-flops today, so it's an excellent feeling.
And I must be honest, I feel sorry for the people in Cape Town because the suppliers are still on that hamster wheel.
100%. Yeah, this is like their last week where they're going. It's insane. I mean, in theory, you always feel like you can do it, but yes, it's like you're only human. Your body can only take so much. Yeah, it's how it is. What are we talking about today, Kelly?
So we're talking about 2017 trends.
Yes.
So 2016's basically gone and done and dusted, and we're talking about how are the weddings going to look in 2017.
Can we touch back on maybe the last 2 years? What have been trends like in the last 2 years?
Oh my God, if we have to see pink
for weddings. I know, blush pink. Oh my God,
every bride
is just like, oh, I really like pink. Which pink? The blush pink. You know, the super soft.
And you really have to get excited. I mean, it is very pretty.
Yes.
But when you every wedding you're seeing blush pink and white.
Yes.
Your white weddings, and unfortunately that's a thing of the past for next year. It's quite exciting to have some color.
Color is coming back. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
And color is.
Can you hear the excitement in our voices? It's like, yes, please.
Color is always really amazing, and it's really awesome to see color pop out at a wedding because people are so used to seeing all white and all these soft colors.
Yeah.
And we're not talking pastels, we're talking solid, bright colors
are coming back. Yeah. It's really bold. Let's look at what do you think is going to be for next year?
So in terms of colors, definitely pinks, but more the solid. So even your cerise pinks, your berry tones.
Yes, 100%. Are going to be very, like, bold colors.
100%.
Bright colors. I think for the guys, navy, it's not all going to be pink, guys. So I think your navies, your very dark grays are going to come in.
Which is beautiful.
Which is so nice to bring in when you've got like this pop of color.
Yeah.
So guys, we're not going to put you in a bright pink suit you know, like this bold orange suit. We're not going to put you in that. So, you know, yes, a nice dark gray suit or a nice navy suit, you guys are going to look really nice.
100%. The metallics are also still staying.
Yes.
Rose gold is here to stay.
Yes.
That's going nowhere.
Your golds also.
100%.
Bronzes are very in. So I think we're going to see that right into 2018 as well.
100%. And then in terms of prints are also still a thing that's quite
so
current.
Pretty.
And I hope it picks up a bit more in South Africa. Not so much, you know, I haven't found that a lot of the brides are doing a lot of prints, not
the
in their dresses, you know, not in their tablecloths or their linen or whatever the case is. It is still very traditional, I find, you know, in South Africa. So I'm hoping some of the brides try themselves out with prints.
You know, like, it's so nice to see your bridesmaids in a nice bold floral print, or to have a bold floral runner, or the box runners are also quite nice to bring in.
Even with your napkins.
So pretty.
100%. Don't avoid it. Play around with the different textures. And I find that a lot of people are very conservative because it hasn't been done before.
And they sometimes think it's ofro.
Yes.
But it's not. Come on, guys. It's actually very trendy. I think
super trendy.
Even looking into 2018, if you look at the fashion trends, it's very much, it's bold prints.
Yes.
It's not like plain colors. They even got like lots
geometric.
Of bold stripes.
Yes.
The stripes and things like that. So,
yes.
You know, don't be scared to bring in something different.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the difference in
I'm
the wedding.
I'm so excited. And I think also it's a, you know, to the wedding planners and the decor people that are listening to the show, guys, push your clients. Show your clients what's actually out there. Show them what it can actually look like, because sometimes people don't know what they don't know. And a lot of the times we are visionaries and your clients actually have no idea what you're trying to put together. So, you know, try and educate them and show them how amazing this new stuff can actually be.
And in terms of other colors that are coming in, we're looking at obviously the berry colors, the reds and the dark, like a pop of red, or even the aubergine colors
are coming in.
Purple and lilacs are coming in more towards the end of 2017, even into 2018.
Okay.
If you look at fashion trends, the trends have already been set for next year.
Right.
So if you start to look 2018, if you're going to be ahead of the trend, it's going to be your lilacs and your shades of dark dark, deep purples and
that's
things.
That's so
which,
awesome.
Which we did have a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But it's a different type of styling, which is quite interesting. 100%.
And I hope, again, I hope we go for it. Because, I mean, was it last year or year before last when we had Masala? Masala is a beautiful, deep red.
But nobody had an upset.
Yes. Yeah. You know, South Africa, we didn't pick up on that trend at all. And I'm hoping that, I think we're not into very dark colors as yet.
Yes.
But I'm hoping with the, you know, these deeper colors, these jewel tones, these plums and these aubergines, I hope we really pick up on that color because they can be so beautiful.
Another one, and that's why I'm saying it's so exciting about next year. There's not one particular, this year was definite.
Yeah.
It was definite in terms of shades of pink, your lighter pinks, your
copper.
Rose gold, your copper. And, but next year, it's so different. There's so many different. We've got yellow and blue coming in.
Oh, yellow is the best
Riverside
color.
Blue. Right. So it's quite different to bring in yellow. Yellow is brings such a happy element to your wedding. So,
100%.
You know, the way you use the colors also is very important. Funnily enough, under the sea, not like Little Mermaid under the sea.
Yeah, because I'm having a slight stroke.
But like your mother of pearl, where you look at a you open a shell and you see that jewel tone
different
colors,
right?
Pearls.
So it's like a cream that almost changes colors as you put it in the light.
Yeah,
you like catches some purple, some pinks, some greens, all kinds of colors.
It's going to be interesting how I don't know
how you
decor people
in.
We're going to bring that in
100%, and also make it obvious that that's mother of pearl. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not necessarily like rainbow, for example.
Yes,
so
it'll
be very
said
interesting
that,
to see.
The bright colors are coming in, but not rainbow.
Thank God.
Thank God. Right. That was a couple of years ago.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then also another big one coming in towards the end of next year is like a shocking silver.
What does that even mean?
Like,
shocking,
you know, when
silver?
You know when you wear those like if you had to imagine like a leather
jumpsuit.
Silver jacket.
Okay.
Like bright silver.
Yes. Bright silver.
Yeah. Like, so let's see how that comes
my God.
In. But
yeah.
You know, like that real, real
yes,
bright silver.
Like the Matrix.
Like the Matrix.
Okay.
So
that's
quite
you.
Interesting.
What are other trends that we're looking at in 2017?
Let's just hope for some change. Because we really, I mean, I must be honest, I think, I don't know if it's just general South African uptake. We tend to follow the norm. Let's make a wedding an experience. Do something different.
Right.
I think the entrances of weddings are going to be massive.
Huge.
Whether it be just the look and feel.
Right.
We're dealing with millennials.
Right.
We want instant gratification.
Yeah, 100%. And also in this day and age of social media, everything is there to be captured. So
absolutely.
Every moment, make it something worth capturing. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, I mean, if you go through, you know, social media, kind of the weddings look the same,
the same.
And it's really awesome. When you're talking about entrances, Carly's referring to, the entrance of perhaps your reception hall or perhaps your venue, but also the actual entrance of the wedding party to the reception.
Yes.
That is becoming a huge thing. Flash mob or some kind of dance routine, you know, confetti cannons, some kind of entrance that is just like, oh my God, it's going to be a party.
Yes, that's exactly what we want. You know? One other color we also maybe missed is green.
Yes, that's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's
huge.
Very much bringing outdoors in. So we have seen it a lot this year, the penny gum and the green runners and the floral runners. It's still here, but a lot more green. Even towards the end of next year, it'll be your more tropical feel.
Sure.
So then it'll start to bring in the pop of color that's coming into the following year.
100%.
So that's quite cool.
Yeah. Another huge thing with decor in terms of trends is suspended.
Yes.
Suspended anything. Whether it's a suspended centerpiece, your chandeliers, your anything. Your lighting. Literally anything that can come from the roof is heavily on trend. You're going to see a lot of people hanging, you know, huge big items in there, especially marquee weddings, because then you can actually quite get
away
with
quite
a lot.
I just want to hang people. I want to hang all the entertainment. Can you imagine? It would be so cool. Yeah, I mean, yes, the hanging floral pieces are the trend, but I want to make it people and food. I want food coming from the roof.
That would be so awesome. Yeah, the first line sounded like a murder threat of some sort. So I'm glad you added the entertainment.
Yeah. No, so I mean, for the venues out there, if you do not have any
beams
or anywhere to suspend
stuff
from, I think it might be a good thing for you to start looking at. brides are going to start choosing venues according to what the trends are.
Based on that.
So maybe you are, as a venue owner or venue coordinator, you may have to suggest putting in hooks that you can actually start to suspend some. Not necessarily the whole, all the centerpieces, but 100%. Even the main table or a main focal point.
Yes, you know, even over at the dance floor, whatever the case is, create somewhere where people can actually have
and
the
option.
And then
I can have my swinging entertainment.
Fabulous. Go for it. You go, girl. Do you? What else is a trend, Kali?
I think in terms of signage has always been very trendy.
Right.
But your photo walls, chalkboards, we've always had chalkboards as trends, but now big walls where it's got quite important dates of the couple.
Right.
And, you know, that's where the backdrop.
More information, yeah. A lot of the trend is going towards giving your guests more information about the couple that's actually getting married.
And when they take the photo, the information is there and it's shared.
100%. You know, people have, even in their stationery is becoming a huge focus. Oh, back in the day, thank goodness. You know, I think back in the day, people used to just say, a card from the plaza is fine. And we'll just stick our own goodie bag on it and it'll be fine. But now, it's really becoming stationary as a whole, not invitations. She's pursing her lips at me because I'm anti the hard copy invitations. But I really do dig stationary. And you find, you know, mirror signage is back. Your mirror seating charts are being a huge thing. Your photo walls are huge. Whether it's a flower backdrop, whether it's a ribbon backdrop, whether some kind of photo booth is huge. And it's very much DIY. You have to almost create an area where people can do it. It's not so much having a photographer there to capture.
And it's the hashtags. You know, you've got to have a hashtag for your wedding.
Yeah, and also say, guys, your hashtags, choose something that kind of makes sense. A lot of the times, like, some of the...
You try and search a couple's and you're like,
and you're just like, how else
could
you
get it wrong?
Yeah, 100%. And make it something that people can remember from the get-go. So put it in your invitation. Put it kind of everywhere so that by the time the wedding day comes...
On the table. On the chairs. Whatever you want to do.
Everywhere. So that by the time the day comes, it's quite easy to search for your wedding hashtag.
I think it comes down to, and I think it's what we've maybe lacked in the last couple of years, is weddings are becoming a lot more detail orientated.
100%.
Because we want that instant gratification. We want to be able to, people want to share all these images and whatever else. They don't want to just talk about it. They want to show the
people.
So I think the actual detail of your wedding is, it gives them more to talk about and more to post about.
100%. 100%. And it creates more of an all-rounded experience. You know, it's not, your wedding doesn't become so straightforward. You know, speaking about hashtags, putting technology in your wedding is a huge thing.
Yeah.
I already have a client for next year who wants everything digital, you know, from the seating chart to, she wants everything to be almost as intent, like touch screens everywhere.
Oh, wow. Where does she want to bring the touch screens in?
Girl, I can't say. You know,
okay. So like you come up, you touch your name and you're like, oh, you're sitting there. And you're eating this tonight.
Yeah. But everything for her is trying to be technology orientated. Yeah. And it's where everything's going because technology is taking over and people want to incorporate it a lot more because it's so cool.
Yeah. Awesome. And what else? So we've got technology, we've got detail. You know, that when it comes to the detail, it's the big balloons, it's the big you know, signage.
Balloons aren't as kitsch as they used to be.
No, I mean, we've made some gorgeous balloon arches and balloon stands and all of that. It just adds
confetti balloons. But another thing is the food. Food is going nowhere. Girl, maybe afterwards.
It's coming down to those food stations
100%.
And family. Okay, they do say, I think fine dining is taking a back seat at this point. I think for us in South Africa, we're still very getting onto the bandwagon of family feasts. And, you know, so that's going to be a big thing for us
100%.
Next year.
And also being interactive with your food. So all these food bars or things that are going to be able to create almost icebreakers between your guests that's going to get people talking, get people having to interact with the next person or whatever, is a huge focal point for weddings now. It's no longer just, you know, serve the food, let them eat and they'll be fine.
And I think for venues, to all the venues out there, I really think you're going to have to look at what your service offering is.
100%.
Because again, like these suspended arrangements, brides are actually going to start choosing the venue according to what you're offering.
100%.
If you're just offering a sit down, buffet or plated meal, they might actually sway towards a venue that is offering the option of your oyster bars and your burger bars and your popcorn stations
and
stuff like that.
Yeah. Where, and the thing is, what's nice about bringing your own caterer is that you can bring in the different caterers for different areas. Mm. Someone can be focused on this area and that somebody can be focused on the next area. I mean, I have a lot of clients who opt to do marquees instead of venues because venues are so restrictive around their food. And because food has become such a focal experience point in the wedding, especially for people who can't afford like a band or whatever, if you're going to have to spend on food anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can make it as part of your entertainment or as part of your interaction, it's becoming a huge, huge thing.
And it's a thing to look at. And I know you say that a lot of your clients would go the option of having a marquee. But venues, why aren't you just offering it as a separate package altogether?
Without the additional without the additional subcharge. I mean, I don't think it's fair for somebody to say, cool, it's fine, bring in your own caterer, but I'm going to charge you 185 rand per head.
How difficult can it be to have a burger bar or crepes bar or sushi bar?
Yeah.
You're doing it anyway. You've got a kitchen. So maybe open your eyes.
And open, perhaps also up the skill set of your kitchen staff.
Exactly.
Because a lot of the times you don't have an actual chef. You just have...
Get creative with the service offering that you've got.
Yeah.
And I think your brides are going to love it.
100%. What about the bar? Are we going back to having more open bars at weddings? Are we going back to guests paying a lot for their drinks? What is the trend coming up?
For me, the trend that I've seen is open bar.
Open bar.
People are not accepting it.
100%.
I know it's going to be hard on the couple's budget, but you know, life is tough, and you know, people will start to consider whether they come to your wedding or not if you've got a cash bar.
Yes, because you know what the thing is, it's a night out, and if I'm going out with my husband and it's two of us, and two of us are going to have drinks or whatever the case is, it's 500-600 rand for drinks plus the gift plus if it's far away, now you have to stay over.
Yeah.
So a wedding can easily start to cost couples 3,000-5,000 rand to go to a wedding.
Yeah.
So you know that bar element becomes a huge thing, and I've had clients say to me at the beginning that, look, do what you want, you know, with whatever you can, but the bar has to be open bar to at least some extent. You know what I mean? They need to cover at least some drinks.
Yeah.
You can't have cash bar from the get-go.
No, I think that is unfortunately a thing of the past, and it's people are going to start to really decide whether they're going to come to the wedding or not.
Based on that, 100%.
Craft beer as well. I mean, we know we have a huge amount of fabulous craft beers on the market, and we have markets every Sunday and Saturday for craft festivals and things like that.
100%.
Bring that in.
100%. And people enjoy it. Guys, I feel like as a South African, you know what we enjoy.
Yeah.
You know,
why not do it?
Yes. You know, good food, good drink, sunshine. That's pretty much what a South African is going to love. If you can get those three elements together, your wedding's a win.
You just bring a pool into your wedding and have a pool party. I mean, really. I don't know why people don't do that more often. I'm really like feeling very
I think
very
it's the changing
today.
Element. Of, you know, formal.
You see,
how do I get ready?
I mean, and look at it. Also, look at the time that you start your wedding.
Yes.
Do you have to start at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon? When it's sweltering hot. Here we're sitting hardly any clothes on in
100%.
The studio. 100%. We've just all had a swim and we're feeling very relaxed.
And because it's so
best?
Hot. Yes, exactly. And the thing is, we all know how hot it can get.
Yeah.
And you know that the sun is quite unbearable at certain hours. So why would you almost punish people and make them stand outside and wait during the hottest time of day?
My assistant, actually, his partner's... sister got married.
Right.
And he was saying he was going in where he was wearing a shirt and a bow tie and shorts. And I was like, I was quite horrified. Like, you don't wear shorts to a wedding. And
great.
Do you know how he looked fantastic?
He looked so smart.
Why not? I mean, Hashem, the girls, we can all wear strappy dresses.
100%.
And
but
we
guys don't really have that many.
But the guys, they sit there in their suits and their long pants and socks and
100%.
Sweating.
It's a lot. It's a
lot. So, you know, consider the style of clothing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're in the summer months. You can still look smart, but you don't have to necessarily be in a suit.
Full suited.
You could maybe be in very
short, just collared shirts.
Collared shirt shorts,
yeah.
You know, and or even like a very, like those white, what do you call
linen
those?
Linen pants.
Linen pants.
No,
or something
I shan't
like that.
Promote that, but okay.
Don't you like that?
No, zero.
Why? Well, but black guys look fabulous in linen pants.
No, I disagree. I disagree.
Oh, wow.
Heavily. No, I shan't agree to that one. But back on trends, gift. gifts and gift registries. Mm. A lot of people are going towards asking for money, but please be tactful in how you asked for your gift. Weddings are expensive, granted. We all know that's not a hidden fact, but you cannot downright just say, listen, please throw us some money, anything you've got, or whatever the case is. That's not the way to do it.
I don't think it doesn't matter what year it is. No. It doesn't matter if it was 10 years ago 100%. Or in 10 years' time.
It's not okay.
It's always going to be an awkward way of asking for gifts.
100%. I would rather, the suggestion would be to rather get ask for vouchers, rather, from a particular place or whatever the case is. Then it makes it easier for somebody to be like, oh, they're going towards this or whatever. Yeah. You know, if you ask for a voucher towards Curry Craft or whatever the case is, then it shows that maybe you guys are going to furnish the house or whatever the case. But if you just say to people, you know, money, that's
I actually
it's not
think
okay.
That's very outdated.
Yes.
Asking for money.
Yes. 100%.
People don't like it.
100%. Gift registries is the way to go. And also the virtual gift registry. So, something like Yuppie Chef, for example, one of the best gift registries in South Africa that we have currently. Nice thing about it is that you put your gift registry up. People can buy the gifts. They don't have to worry about wrapping and all of that stuff. All of the stuff gets delivered to your house, wrapped with cards, done and done. It's not a stress for the people to get the gifts to you. It's not like there's literally no pain. Swipe your card. That's the end, and the gifts will be at your house when you are ready after the wedding. So you can say 10 days after the wedding.
I'm all for online shopping.
Babe,
I've done all my Christmas shopping
online.
let's talk what else in terms of, let's talk about the dresses.
Yes.
You told me you're very into dresses.
I am. I love dresses. So huge trends in terms of wedding dresses is definitely the backless dress is still very much going to be on trend.
Lying.
Yes, your very low backs, your very open backs, that illusion mesh is going to be super huge. The lace applications, those are always going to be really, really big. Sleeves are coming back. Yeah. So whether you have a cap sleeve, whether you have that illusion, that illusion mesh as well with the lace on your sleeve, full sleeves. I mean, people are getting sleeves right down to their wrists.
Fabulous.
Still. And I think it looks very, very elegant.
It's elegant as all hell. I mean, I've got massive arms, and I wish it was
there.
I should have thought about it.
Yeah. Another huge trend is A-line in terms of the shape. You know, where 2-3 years ago, mermaid was it for kind of everyone.
Yeah.
The ball gown and the A-line dresses are really coming back. So that's something that has your fuller skirts.
Okay.
And then also the removable skirts.
Yeah.
So people are doing, you know, a big
so
ball
then
gown.
So you can go into a mermaid for later.
Afterwards, for later. And people are having the skirt that they can just kind of take off instead of ordering a whole new dress.
Yes.
That they can... Yeah.
In terms of the traditional African weddings, does the trend ever change according to year to year?
So the trend is changing. People are in terms of the print, the actual print that you use, especially for people that are more, I would say like the Sotho cultures, they use a lot of shweshwe. But a lot of people are now turning to use any print, so any kind of African print, and not particularly shweshwe, because shweshwe is particular in its design.
Okay.
But people are now using all kinds of African prints. You know, you get pink and orange and all kinds of lines and all those kinds of things. So the terms, in terms of the actual dynamic of the print itself, that's changing and it's looking more and more beautiful. But people are very much incorporating Western wedding gowns with the African print.
Stunning.
Material.
I mean, shweshwe is very on trend.
Right.
I mean, I'm loving my shweshwe dresses.
100%.
And we're actually doing more weddings that are incorporating the shweshwe a lot more.
Exactly, exactly.
And the color, and it's quite nice.
Yeah, and you're finding that a lot of the brides are doing the shapes in terms of the silhouettes are very Western style, but the material is still your shweshwe or your African print or whatever the case is. The dukes are getting bigger and longer and higher, which is
always the better.
Yeah, the bigger the better. And the accessory game is amazing. I think people like our accessories now are really, really beautiful. Beads have really taken over. People are wearing beads with white shirts to work and everywhere. And even for the weddings, people are customizing their jewelry for their wedding, which is, I think, absolutely beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Also, cakes. What about cakes?
Desserts. I think.
Yeah, I think the cakes are going away.
Yeah, I think cakes.
They'll always
still have.
Be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people still have the cake, but it's no longer like the focus. Yeah. You know, like 3-4 years ago, Cake Boss and these huge mountains of cakes. Yeah, these mountains of cakes or whatever. They were all the trend. But, you know, now the cakes are getting a lot simpler.
Mm.
So you have a lot of buttercream cake, something that's got, you know, 2 or 3 flowers on there.
It's looking more decadent.
Yes.
And not
looks
like, so,
Yeah.
Is that
like
fondant?
An art piece. Yes.
Yeah.
and it looks edible. Yeah. and it looks edible or approachable, or whatever the case is. So the cakes are definitely getting shorter.
Yeah.
And they're definitely getting more simple and more elegant in their design. But the dessert is becoming a focus. So again, it goes back to that experience. Interactive. Yes. Yeah. That whole interactive thing where you have your guests, you know, interact in terms of like waffle bars or whatever the case is, and
your
they can build their
own. Ice cream bars, your crepes, your oh my god. And I mean, like, you look at the lollipops. Right, we've got such fabulous weather.
Right.
Your, that champagne lollipop. What's
Yes, yes, yes. The one that comes in the tube.
Yes. Oh what's it called? Mind.
Yes.
But, you know, those are also... It's,
all
it,
the
it
rage.
It creates the experience 100%. As well.
And it makes it more fun. You know, the thing is, you know, as adults, I feel like also sometimes we forget how to be kids. And we've all got a little
and
kid
especially
in
at this time of the year, we really realize how much we forget about
being a kid. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So make it fun for your guests. There's nothing like having, like, a lollipop station. That's really, really awesome. Also bringing in some traditional elements. You know, I've just done a wedding recently where full-on white wedding, all of the details are white wedding, but the bride insisted on having traditional ginger beer at her wedding, which is so cool because, you know, for black people, we always say weddings are a wedding unless you have ginger beer and cakes. Yeah, it, like, doesn't qualify unless you have ginger beer and cakes. And, you know, she made sure that there was ginger beer, and I swear, the guests were just, like, that was the highlight of the whole thing. Yeah. So it's a really an awesome element to bring in things that, you know, for your family or for your friends is a huge thing. To make it your own.
I think we've got so much to look forward to. I mean, there's just
so excited.
It's vibrant colors. It's lots of excitement. It's lots of experience.
100%.
In terms of entertainment, is there anything that we're tending towards?
Live entertainment is now becoming a huge thing. Your DJ is more becoming a backup source. Like, you always have to have your DJ, but more as your background filler in between stuff, not necessarily as the main focus. Whereas for all this time, your DJ's been everything. Yeah. He's been the band, he's been the entertainer, you know, he's been the whole lot. And also, people are now starting to look at people that specialize in their kind of field. So
like
it's
caricaturists
and
artists painting the
scene as it's happening. Yes, yes.
You know, why not bring in a magician?
100%.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's lots of different things you can really get creative on what you
even with instruments. You don't have to leave it at just like a saxophone or whatever. Look at other instruments that could really make it really amazing for your guests. And people are also starting to specialize, like, in terms of their suppliers. Your DJ is no longer the guy that does the lights and the smoke machine and. Like, people are starting to find
the flooring.
Yes. Specialists for that particular thing, which I think is great because you end up getting a better quality at the end of the day because that person is focused purely on flooring or on lighting or on whatever the case is, and then they can definitely match exactly the vision that you're trying to.
I think a big trend for next year is going to be people spending money on the flooring as much as, you know, they've got carpeting or whatever, but it can transform a venue
into
a magical wonderland. 100%. Where you've got the white flooring and you know, your monograms and the lighting and you know, so it's quite
monograms.
Does it stress you out?
It's very difficult to put on. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
But yes, the application of a monogram is something.
And people dance on it and then it's like rips.
I mean, they see it for like 5 minutes on entrance and then it's kind of forgotten. But to put it on, God help us.
And in terms of guest numbers, are people going for big or small?
Much smaller.
I think more intimate.
Much smaller. I don't know if it's economy or I don't know if it's particular. Because, you know, I have some clients who say, you know, they do have the budget to invite a lot of people, but they say, but those people aren't really involved in my life. So why should they?
People are looking at quality versus quantity in everything.
100%.
Whether it be in friendship, in what you're doing, in the way you live. I think it's social media has made us realize this. You know, we know so many people on social media, but actually, who are the people that you've spoken to in the last week, month, 2 months?
People that are involved in your life, who's really there for you, who's looking out for your well-being, and that kind of thing is starting to make people decide on who gets to come to the wedding. You know, even with the black weddings, you know, where it used to be 500-600 people, you know, it's moving to 200-300, 150-200. You know, I've even done weddings with black clients where it's 100 guests,
and that's quite crazy.
It's ludicrous. People are like, oh my god, how did you do it? Yeah. And it's just a matter of these people aren't really involved in my life.
I had a wedding a couple of months ago, and I mean, literally, They didn't spare any money.
Right.
It was fabulous. They had what they wanted.
They spoiled their
They
gift.
Really
they
spoiled
went
their gift.
Over
but
and above.
I think the max that they had, including suppliers, was 30 people.
Look at that.
And it was just
Look
like.
At that.
But they were the most important people in their life, and they had the most amazing time.
You see, and that's what it is. And as a bride, consider that.
Mm.
Consider your wedding day and consider the memories that you're going to form on that day and the relationships that are going to be around you or surrounding you and your husband on this day. Mm. It's very important that you look back at your day and you still love it.
Yeah.
You don't want to look back. You know, I've had brides.
Yes.
I've had brides who say, I want to crop this one out of all the photos or out of all the videos or whatever.
And it's just so
like,
true. It
yes. Why did you invite them in the first place? Yeah. Don't have, if there's one day where you're allowed to do absolutely anything you want.
Yeah.
It's your wedding day.
Yeah.
Any other day can be warranted by your boss or your parents or your husband or whatever the case is. But if there's one day that is all up to you.
I mean, I always look at it and I'm thinking, okay, if you want to invite your boss, are you intending to be with that person for the rest of your life?
It's a big commitment.
I know, and I've got my darling assistant getting married in the next year or so, and I'm hoping I get an invite.
No pressure.
But yeah, I think it's just, it comes down to the experience.
Right.
I think 2016 has been a tough year.
Right.
You know, we've really tried to just stick within the norm.
Right.
I think 2017, open your eyes, open your horizons.
Try something new. Why won't your wedding be the wedding that sets the bar? You be
exactly.
the example. Don't be a follower.
Yeah.
You know, set the trend and let people get excited.
And I mean, we're very excited to announce that next year, in May, Colin Cowie is coming to South Africa. So myself and Ntombi bringing Mr. Colin Cowie to South Africa, and he's going to be coming to talk about 2017 and 2018 trends,
right?
And he's there to inspire the South Africans out there,
right.
On his success. So it's going to be very exciting.
It's going
we
to
are
be
super,
amazing.
Super excited.
So cool.
And I think Colin is very excited because he is from South Africa,
right.
And he's here often,
right.
But he's never actually come to speak to people here
100%.
Because nobody's actually invited him.
Right.
So myself
Good
and
you,
Ntombi, we are the ones who have actually welcomed him to South Africa. And we're very excited for the industry and people
it's
who
be
follow
awesome.
Him.
Yes.
Brides who follow him and who are inspired by his success to come out.
100%.
So I think 2017 is full of amazing experiences. Get excited
and
do things differently.
We're wishing everybody a great, great festive season. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Stay safe and join us back again next year for some more Wedding Central.
Fabulous. Ciao. CliffCentral.com.